back and forth. Okay, and our final speaker for lunchtime today is Jerome Waldeschools, coming from the School of Computer Science. And you're off and running.
Thanks. How many time did you spend last week playing video games? Well, don't be shy, I encourage it. Well, if you think about it, how many hours did humanity spend playing video games? We estimate it's around 3 billion hours a week. That's huge. Especially if you consider that now that playing a game is actually solving a problem. That means that a lot of processing power is generated every day by gamers. And is it wasted? Hopefully not. What we're trying to do with this project is how can we harness the processing power generated by gamers every day to do something useful? And because my primary research area of research is bioinformatics, how can I use this to basically decipher our DNA code? This is a multiple sequence alignment. This is probably the most widely tools used in bioinformatics today. This is the most powerful tool. And if you look at it, it's a matrix, and every row, this matrix, represent the genome of one species. And your goal is to find similarities between the genomes, different genomes, so between the DNA patterns of different species. It looks very complicated. What we did here is try to change that into a pure game that people can play exactly as they're playing Tetris. And we put this game online, people will play it, and we collect the solution to make better analysis of our DNA. So why does it work? Because first, this problem I told you is very difficult, even for computer, and especially for computer. And actually, it turns out that all biologists are at the end manually creating their alignment is very important, so we can perhaps do a good use of this. And as we saw in the previous talk, human brain is super powerful and can do things very efficiently, especially about visual pattern recognition, for instance. How can we use it to solve a problem? So how do we play Philo? It's basically we replace nucleotide by bricks of different colors. Every time that you're putting in the same column bricks of the same color, you're having a small bonus. If the color doesn't match, you have a mismatch, and this brings you a small penalty. Worst, when you have gaps inside that are unavoidable, by the way, you have to, it brings you a better penalty. So what you have to do is by moving left and right your bricks, you have to find the best trade-off. Of course, I won't ask you to solve, to align 4 billion nucleotides of human genomes. Instead, we're trying to find the best synergy between humans and computers. We ask human computers to run the bulk of the work and solve pre-align the computers. We extract the unperfect alignment and ask humans to reinsert them, to solve them and reinsert them into the alignment. So this is the project that's been done actually all by undergrads at McGill. And that's what I want to emphasize. So Alex and Gary and Alfred developed it. And it's still an open project. And please feel free to visit the webpage and to contribute too. Thank you.
Great. Great job.